Tonight is our next monthly community.
Hey there, Freeformers. This is eHarmony, and I'm here with Mackenzie Bright, my good friend. Mackenzie, do you have a DJ name that you'd like to go by tonight?
I don't really have anything in particular, so Mac will do just fine.
Okay, sounds great. So we've got eHarmony and Mac here. This is, what's the name of our show be tonight, Mac?
How about we go with Treat Yourself?
I love it. Tonight, this is Treat Yourself, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So Mac and I are subbing tonight, and we are having a completely Parks and Recreation themed show. It is both Mackenzie and I's favorite show, so we figured what better way to do a tribute to one of our favorite shows. So all of the songs you guys are going to hear tonight are inspired by the show. They're either directly in the show or inspired by one of the characters. So Mackenzie, do you want to start off by talking about our first song tonight?
Poker Face. So tonight's first song is Poker Face, which is playing in the Snake Hole Lounge. So...
yeah, so this song is playing right after in the first season. So Leslie Knope decides to marry two penguins as a cute way to celebrate the zoo and to get more people to come out. And it turns out that both the penguins are men. And so she has performed a wedding ceremony for gay penguins. And everybody in the town, not everybody, a couple people in the town freak out about it. Chaos ensues, but basically she becomes kind of a celebrated figure after this. And this song plays as she is going to a gay club to celebrate the marriage of the penguins.
Can't read my poker face. She's got to let nobody.
Welcome back, Freeformers. Hope you enjoyed that Lady Gaga with Poker Face. So next we're going to talk about in season one when Anne is throwing a Halloween party and she's trying to impress everybody and have a good time and seem like she's cool, but she is just completely failing. And so she's playing these songs and then she elicits Tom's help, who is obviously the coolest one around. He's up to date with all the trends all the time. So we're going to start out playing the song that Anne is choosing for the playlist, and we're going to cut it off just like Tom does and make it a little more funky, just as Tom Haverford would. So here we go with the Monster Stroll into some Flo Rida.
One, two, three, four. It was Halloween night at the castle hall, and everybody came to the monster's ball. But Wolfman was concerned about the bash, because nobody was doing the monster mash. I, Dracula, said, haven't you been told? Now everybody's doing the monster stroll. Stroll, you monsters.
Yeah.
those of you who remember, this next song is what April Laguet herself walked down the aisle to. The wedding itself was a little bit tumultuous, as Leslie really didn't want it to happen, but in the end, this was a beautiful moment that brought tears to many people's eyes.
All right, so that definitely changed up the pace a bit from Tom Haverford to April's Wedding. But the next song we're going to play is jumping forward a couple of seasons. So now we're at the Unity Concert, and Eagleton and Pawnee have merged and become two cities, and this concert is Leslie's attempt to try and unite the two towns and get them excited about being a new community. And somehow Pawnee, Indiana is able to get all of these really famous singers. Mac, did that surprise you when you watched it?
It was definitely a little bit surprising, but it was enjoyable to watch at least.
Yeah, for sure. So this is one of the songs that is played at the Unity Concert, and this is Stand, and before that was Simon and Garfunkel.
Calling, your feet are going to be on the ground. Your I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. When the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Freeformers, thanks for sticking around. That was I'm Gonna Be by The Proclaimers. And before that, we had Stand. I think we already announced that one. So moving on now, we're going to talk about my personal favorite thing about Parks and Rec. Maybe not my favorite. Top five favorites, Ben and Leslie. So Mac, tell me how you first felt when Ben entered the picture.
Well, he was definitely a little bit awkward at first, but come on, didn't we all relate to that? So it was really nice to see him get so close to Leslie, you know? You really rooted for them.
You definitely rooted for them, and I loved that they were friends first. You know, absolutely. It was a really nice build-up. It was a similar dynamic with Jim and Pam, where they were kind of, it was kind of a will-they-won't-they. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with Ben and Leslie, they just, like, fit together.
I think it was even funnier because she started out hating him.
Yes, that's a great scene when he comes in and she just tells him that he's an a-hole. We're not allowed to curse, but...
You get the point.
Listeners, you can catch my drift. And... then that night they see each other at, is it the snake hole?
It is the snake hole.
The
lounge,
snake hole,
yeah.
And she's super rude to him and she yells at him. And then he asks her out and he thinks she's cool.
Yeah. Who knows? That's all it takes.
Yeah. You just, to the ladies out there, just yell at them. Apparently that works. I think that my favorite part about Ben and Leslie is that he gets weirdly like turned on by her. Power. Like, I remember really distinctly this one episode where Leslie is talking and she's really frustrated because someone's not doing something fast enough, and she's just like, I just want to be a dictator, and then everybody will have to do what I say, and you can be my body man, and is it weird that I'm saying this? And he's like, no, I'm like weirdly turned on right now. Is that weird? And she's like, no, that's good. Well, this next song, we're bringing you a little salt and pepper. This song comes about when April Ludgate finds an old mixtape of Ben Wyatt's from his teen years. And I think that this is a pretty great song to summarize how I imagine Ben as a teenager. Hope you guys enjoy it as much as Mac and I do.
Hey, yeah, I wanna shoot, baby, shoot.
You, the bow-legged one. Yeah, what's your name? Damn, baby, that sounds sexy.
Here I go again, girls, yeah. What's my weakness?
Yeah.
Okay, then chillin', minding my business.
Word.
Your souls, I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going on with something kinda wicked, wicked. Had to kick it, I'm not shy. I ask for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it swiftly. Felt it in my hips, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me wanna do tricks on them. Lick them like a lollipop should be lit. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot.
Shoot, baby.
In the back, brother, wanna thank your mother for a butt like that. Can I get some fries with that shake, shake, booby? If looks could kill you, would be an easy or a shotgun bang. What's up with that thing? I wanna know, how does it hang? Straight up, wait up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother. Well, I like them real wild. B-boy style by the mile. Smooth black skin with a smile. Bright as the sun, I wanna have some fun. Come and give me some of that yum, yum chocolate. Chip, honey dip, can I get a scoop?
Please.
Baby, take a ride in my coupe. You make me wanna
shoot, shoot, baby. Baby, yeah, yeah. Don't you know I wanna shoot, baby? Shoot, baby, shoot, baby. Shoot, baby, shoot, baby. Shoot, baby, shoot, baby.
Well, let me bring it back to the subject. Caps on the set, make you get hot, make you work up a sweat. When you sit to my loo, my darling, not falling in love, but I'm falling for you. When I get shot, bet your bottom dollar you were best under pressure.
Yo, Sandy, I wanna like taste you.
Get your lips wet, cause it's time to have pep. On your mark, get set, go, let me go, let me shoot to the next man in a three-piece suit. I spend all my dough, Ray me cutie, shoot, shoo-ba-doobie, like Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I love you in your big jeans, you give me nice dreams, you make me wanna scream, ooh. I like what you do, when you do, what you do, you make me wanna shoot.
Shoot, shoot, baby, shoot, baby, shoot, baby, baby, baby. Shoot, shoot, baby, shoot, baby, shoot, baby, 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 shoot.
Oh my goodness, girl, look at him. He is the cutest brother in here, and he's coming this way.
And the B wanna get with me, cool, uh-huh. But I'm wicked, G, yeah. Hit skins whenever quickly,
right.
I hit the skins for the hell of it, just for the yell I get, for the smell of it.
Smelly.
You want my bar, here's the hot rod,
hot
12
rod.
Inches to a yard and have you sounding like a retard,
yeah.
Big one of a 6'2", wanna hit you,
so what you wanna do,
what you wanna do,
I wanna shoot,
right, Freeformers, that was Shoop. Is that how you say that?
Shoop, Shmoop, who knows?
Yeah, I definitely don't, but that was the quintessential,
yeah.
Ben Wyatt. Now we're going to talk about Ann Perkins, who is Leslie's best friend in the show. They become best friends because Ann decides to go to a, is it like a town hall?
It's like
their, hall?
They're like open public forums.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And Ann is complaining because she has this old pit out back across the street from her house, and her boyfriend, who is at the time Andy Dwyer, falls into it and breaks both of his legs, and it's a disaster. But it's how they become friends. And so, yeah, the next song is going to be dedicated to her. But before we do that, I kind of just want to talk about Ann Perkins, because to me, she's my least favorite character.
I think she gets the least amount of development on the show. I mean, my favorite part is that Leslie loves her so much, you know? It's one of the strongest relationships in that Leslie makes it one of the strongest relationships.
Yeah. And Anne just kind of goes along with it, do you think? Or do you think that Anne...
I mean, Anne is always there for Leslie, so I do appreciate that part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think a lot of times we don't see much more than that out of her.
That's pretty true. But I think for me, it might just be about the energy. Because... Okay, Ann Perkins just has a pretty low energy, and she is there for Leslie, but she doesn't give the same way that Leslie does.
I don't think anyone can give the same way Leslie does.
That's true. I guess maybe it's the acting.
Okay,
I'm not sure. Do you have any favorite Ann Perkins moments?
Ooh. I liked the Ann Perkins support committee after Leslie was recalled, and Anne is just kind of there to clean up every mess that Leslie makes in her quest to.
Isn't that the one where she's like, the first rule of the Leslie Knope support committee, don't let her get a tattoo?
Yes, and then Ben decides that they should go get tattoos. Don't send a boyfriend to do a best friend's job. Words
and with,
for the wise.
And with that, we will head into our Ann Perkins song.
Thank you.
that was some Cyndi Lauper with Time After Time, a classic Ann Perkins song, a classic song across the board. And in that song, Donna comes into the picture when Ann Perkins is singing it, and that's what we're going to talk about next. We're going to talk about Donna.
Donna Meagle. Oh, she's beautiful. She's just so fashionable and beautiful. Amazing.
She's truly a goddess, and something wonderful that Donna Meagle teaches all of us with her good friend Tom Haverford is treat yourself, which is the name of our show today. So, Mac, do you want to tell us a little bit about treat yourself?
So, treat yourself is the best day of the year because you get to treat yourself to anything you want. If you have something you've been meaning to buy, you buy it. If you want to eat something, you eat it. It is literally the best day of the year. And one of the best parts of the seasons is watching Donna and Tom do their treat yourself day.
Definitely one of the best episodes. So, Mac, my question to you is, if you were to have a day that was a treat yourself 2017, what would it look like?
Well, to be honest with you right now, I would treat myself to a full 24 hours of sleep.
That's pretty good. I'm into that. But, like, what's something you've been meaning to buy?
Something I've been meaning to buy. Well, you know me. I always mean to buy books, so.
True.
I'm kind of a boring person.
You're not boring. You're treating yourself.
You're so right. If Ben Wyatt can buy a full Batman costume, I can buy books.
That is exactly how that works. All right, so Freeformers, next we're going to head into some songs that are about treating yourself.
Invited, so gonna get to clapping. Clap. Go pop it for a plan, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a plan, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies, lobster tail for dinner. Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac, girl. Let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it you?
Is it me?
Is it me?
Say it's us.
Say it's us.
And I'll agree, baby. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want,
just to put a smile on it.
You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you.
Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
If you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home. You say
if you ain't got no money, take your broke ass home.
G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S, yeah. G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S. We flying first class up in the sky. Popping champagne, living my life in the fast lane. I won't change by the glamorous. Ooh, the flowers, the flowers. Days when I had a Mustang and I was
first class up in the sky, popping champagne, living my life in the fast lane. I won't change by the glamorous.
Ooh, the flowers, the flowers.
The glamorous, the glamorous, glamorous by the glamorous.
Ooh, the flowers, the flowers.
Caviar dreams, you deserve nothing but all the finer things. Now this whole world has no clue what to do with us. I got enough money in the bank for the two of us. Plus I gotta keep enough lettuce to support your shoe fetish lifestyle. So rich and famous, Robin Leach will get jealous. Half a million for the stove, taking trips from here to Rome. So if you ain't got no money, take your
broke ass home.
Freeformers, so that was a little Fergie and a little Bruno Mars to treat yourself, and hope all of you guys are treating yourselves this weekend. I don't know, maybe treating yourself in the snow? There's definitely a lot of snow, so that's an option. So next we're going to talk about an iconic character on the show, Tom Haverford.
First of all, Tom Haverford's character development was unbelievable. From a little government nobody, he turned himself into a pretty successful businessman by the end. And did it all with an incredible sense of style, something I respect.
Definitely. In the beginning, he doesn't really care about anyone. He's pretty derogatory towards women, just wants to like hook up with a bunch of hot girls. And by the end of it, he's super committed to Lucy, and right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and is a totally different guy. What do you think changed him?
I think it was his failures and pairing up with John Ralphio that he realized where he was headed if he didn't change his ways and didn't like it. So he did.
Definitely. Tom or John Ralphio was the worst. Disaster. But so here's a little song that Mac and I feel is pretty representative of Tom Haverford. Probably more representative of him in his earlier days, but we think that his mature Tom Haverford would still jam out.
Absolutely.
To a little Sean Kingston.
Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa. What's up, Quan? Kingston, let's go, hey! That super thing, hot in the sun in the south of Spain. Got me soon as I walk through the door. Oh, my pockets started tickling. The way she dropped below that thing got me wanna spend my money on her. She get it poppin' like it dropping that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame away. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire. Somebody call 911. Shawty fire burning on the dance floor. Whoa, I gotta cool her down. She won't bring the room to ground on the dance floor. Whoa, she's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shorty's fire burning on the dance floor. She's fire burning, fire burning on the dance floor. That little shorty's fire burning. In every 100 years, but ain't no doubt I'm taking it home. Oh, I'm afraid we'll go to lanes. Little mama game is about to change. She'll be on covers over the world. Whoa. She get it poppin', lockin', droppin' that birthday cake. Got a candle, need to blow that crazy flame away. I take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire, cool like fire. Somebody call 911. Somebody call
just a bachelor. I'm looking for a partner, someone who knows how to ride without even falling off. Gotta be compatible, takes me to my limits. Girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off.
Performers, thanks for sticking around. So, of course, we had to play some Genuine, who is most famously known as not Genuine, but as Donna Meagle's cousin. The Meagles are a pretty feisty clan, and if you watch the episode where Donna and Joe get married, then you will definitely know how feisty they most certainly are. So that was Pony by Genuine, and before that was Fire Burning by Sean Kingston. So now we're going to go into some original songs from the show to finish out the last couple minutes of Treat Yourself. So this first song is Catch Your Dream, and Mac, do you want to explain what this song's about?
So this was the kind of campaign song that Andy Dwyer himself wrote, and it was a disaster at first. He wanted the whole Parks and Rec crew to sing it and contribute, and it was terrible. But thankfully, Duke Silver himself took over. For those of you who don't know, Duke Silver is kind of the alter ego of Ron Swanson. No one knows he's this famous saxophone player, but he took over and sorted it all out, and this was the final product.
Catch your dream, don't let it spread its wings and fly away.
All right, Freeformers, thanks for sticking around. So that was Catch Your Dream by the original Parks and Rec crew. So we're going to head into our last song of the hour. So the last song of Treat Yourself. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Treat Yourself, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Mac, do you want to talk about our last song?
This is the song written for Little Sebastian by none other than Andy Dwyer himself. Leslie famously told him it needs to be 5,000 times better than than A Candle in the Wind. And so this is what Andy came up with.
Thanks for listening tonight. Tune in for more Parks and Rec in the future and for some more Freeform Radio after this.
Up in horsey heaven, here's a thing. You trade your legs for angels' wings. And once we've all said goodbye, you take a running leap and you learn to fly. That hurts the most. Humans cannot rise.